Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast. As you were.
All right, welcome back to the Oasis Podcast with 4 days to go until Cardiff night one. Ryan Harvey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm warm, yes. But I've got a nice refreshing Wonderwall beer to keep me company. So that's all right. And it's just mad to think it's literally 4 days to go.
Yeah, and I had a busy weekend and I've got a busy week of work. And then it's Friday. So, yeah, it feels a bit like, well, got to make it to Friday somehow without keeling over from just doing too much.
I know. And how's Oasis reunion going? What's been your tactic for cashing in on some of these sort of obviously the huge spike in Oasis interest?
Yeah, it's definitely, I've managed to get a couple of viral videos this last couple of weeks, just doing mainly one with Don't Look Back in Anger, really. Just my little quirk that it's going to be 16 years since Oasis played it rather than Noel. And that seemed to, I don't know, pick up, but you never know which ones are going to take off. So I got like 200,000 views on that one. So people seem to enjoy that. But it is just me, my kind of front row recording of Noel, like sort of really close up playing the solo and stuff from 2 years ago now, I guess. But yeah, it's just never, they take off if it's a pretty good video, I think, filmed.
It's so bizarre,
from live stuff,
it?
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. Like we were talking about it because I've sort of, I dabbled over the years in Instagram and YouTube shorts and YouTube proper. But, I spend so much time doing the podcast and this, even editing a 1 minute video, it can take me half an hour to edit like a 1 minute video. And so I have to just decide like of my time, what am I going to do? Am I going to get, if I've got an evening free, am I going to get a podcast edited or am I going to like edit a couple of videos, and to me the core thing has got to be the podcast. So I'd love to if someone like wanted to just take it on and said, oh, I'll do all that for you, fine, crack on, because it's sort of and the thing with me as well, I'm not too desperate. I know you aren't as well too desperate to put your face out there on things all the time.
No.
I find that a bit much. So I started watching Tim Abbott, who had done an interview with me a few weeks ago. I know you really enjoyed that one.
Yes.
So he did an interview with like Cast No Shadow on Instagram. He's one of the big Instagram accounts. But it's like an Instagram live where it's just on their faces. And I just don't want to see a big face on my phone like the whole and stare at that. It feels off-putting. It's almost like the camera could then be on me and I'd be, I don't want that. So I much prefer the audio content.
Or the super professional ones where they're sat opposite each other. I guess that's the other one, but no. If it's an Instagram live,
It's too much. I don't like it. It's like, I think James Hargreaves, for instance, like puts the best kind of researched, the amount of research that guy does into every video is incredible. Like the editing is excellent. But he just has his big old face on there. And he's a handsome chap, James. I'm not saying he's not, but I just, when his big old face comes on there, and I'm just like, James, no, come on, put it away, mate. So no, I do. Don't get me wrong, I love him, but yeah, I think just stick with the footage, stick with the audio. I suppose that's why we do well on podcasts. But well done, man. 200,000 views on TikTok. I think the best I've got is my idea that I had, which is a great idea of doing like a walk through the pop-up store. So great idea. I think you had ripped me off by doing it like a week before.
I noticed
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But yeah, but no, so that did quite well. But then I've got all like comments like, when's the Cardiff one opening? Someone
It's
told me
just
off for going too quick. I'm like, I'm sorry, it's already uploaded. I'm not going to go back and re-edit it.
I got the same. I was thinking, oh, people can slow it, so actually sped mine up just so that it was like 2 minutes, because I did go around the whole thing. But then people are going, slow down, and then I realized you can't actually slow down TikTok, whereas I was thinking more YouTube, but yeah, you can't sort of slow it down. So
I just said like stick on 0.5, you dickhead. Like calm down. But yeah, you can't do that on TikTok. That was on
But
YouTube. But
I think some of the stuff is still like only available in store, so people are interested to see what the little knickknacks are, like the shot glasses and things like that. I still think they're store only at the moment. But
right.
obviously, I think more and more people will get to them now. I think there's a London one open now as well. I think
Yes, yeah.
at least it's been put online about what it looks like. So
Yeah, and then and I saw one of these.
in Birmingham
So
as well.
this is one of my peeves I don't like. I mean, I've slagged off Oasis Mania today on Twitter. And just to recap, like there's some great Oasis accounts like mine. That's it. No, only joking. There's mine. There's like obviously Oasis Reunion. There's yours. There's Stop Crying Your Heart Out. Louise is the absolute legend. And there's a couple of other good ones. But when you get Oasis Mania. And you get all like the related ones because there's a like 10 sock puppet Oasis Mania accounts, and they're just arseholes. Like they're just arseholes. And there's also this big thing I've seen creep in. And I've seen some of the okay accounts do it as well, which I'm really not a fan of. Is these like raffles, and it's like you can do a raffle, you can win Oasis tickets, do this raffle, and it's not for charity. You know, it's like you get a you pay I don't know what the 10 quid or whatever. For a ball, and then there's a one in a thousand chance to win. And so, if that's 10 times, if they're going to make £10,000, and then the tickets might cost 350, you know what I mean?
If indeed there is any tickets behind it, I wouldn't even trust those things to click on them, I think. So,
Exactly. No, I agree. I agree 100%. So, I mean, the one thing I saw that when they use an official company like Raff, I was reading up at this company called Raffle, or like RAFFAL or something, and it is like, oh, this is secure, this is this. So yeah, okay, if it is officially a secure company, then at least it's not a complete rip-off. At least it's not someone just literally saying, oh, and the winner is my mate, and you think, oh, well, that's nice. But still, even if it's not that, it's just a way of making money out of this. And I don't know about you, I just, you know, as I sip on my delicious Wonderwall beer, available in all good Aldi stores now, I'm not in it for the money, right? I'm in it for the beer.
No. Well, you get people wanting sponsorships off you, so there's money involved some ways, but
I just think,
you're helping other people with the money.
exactly, that's for me. For me, it's like if I can get discounts for people. And like, for instance, Tim Abbott's thing, it's like, you know. That to me, like Tim did say, you know, behind a bit behind the scenes here, but Tim said, look, you know, give me a, you know, if we sell X number of tickets, I'll give you a percentage or something. I said, don't worry, like I can't be bothered with that. For me, it's like helping out someone who was like an absolute legend in Oasis, you know, and if that sort of helps him out, then he'll remember me. So the next time that something cool comes up, I might get to do it. You know, that's to me what it's all about. That's far better than squabbling over, well, you said you'd give me 10%, and did we sell? If we sold over 100, you know, forget that. I'm
It's
not
always going
bothered.
to end badly, those things, I think. Or more often than not, you just someone's going to upset somebody, and
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, this is completely horrible sort of money-based chat. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the fact that we've got 4 days to go, and I think the most interesting thing going on in the world of Oasis today was that people were stood outside the Principality Stadium I'm recording audio of what sounds like Oasis Soundchicken, right? So
Yes.
the first one that came up, which I'll be dropping a clip on in here.
Hello, so it is Monday, the gig's this weekend, and you can probably hear it behind me already that soundtrack is happening. But I'm not sure what song it is, but it definitely sounds like Oasis. There was just instruments earlier, but now there is definitely vocals. So they seem to be in Cardiff already, which is very early for a soundtrack. But let me know if you know what song this is and if it's definitely Oasis.
Is them playing what sounds to me like cigarettes and alcohol. And that feels very much like a live Liam vocal. And that sounds like Oasis playing live. And then various others dropped throughout the day as different people turned up and went, oh my God. But yeah, so it's like, what the hell? Are they sound checking like 3.5 days early? Ryan, you're a musician. What's going on?
Yeah, no, I saw them. It was like, I think even Maxi had posted it. Well, first, I guess reposted first because it's always coming from somebody else. But yeah, the same guy, there was this Gareth guy. Equally, the YouTube account was new, so again, this adds a bit of suspicion maybe as well. Because obviously, a lot of people said, yeah, it's fake, you know, it's just another someone's obviously been there today, or yeah, I mean, it was very nice weather, so I'm guessing the video was from today. And then done some audio trickery over it again, as many people speculated on the last one. But from my point of view, I would think that they, as a few people have started saying, it was a production test or whatever. Like, they presumably have the ability to play the whatever they've recorded from the actual rehearsals in the secret place. I assume they have all the separate stems of all the live, and then they're probably blasting that out over the system, I would imagine. As you say, I don't. It'd be surprising if they did sound check this early, or just for this reason, if nothing else, that they wouldn't want whoever's in that stadium as well to be there secretly recording stuff. So you would think they'd leave that till Thursday or something. I'm not sure. So yeah, I think I would tend to believe that it's some sort of production test, that they were playing it through the sound system. That would be what I would think. Again, at the moment, you just don't know what's real, so it's like you just don't want to get too hooked into it, do you? Because as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my God, that's clearly it. And then you sort of digest it for a minute and then go, oh, actually it might not be, because again, there's no person in this video. It's like, and Maxi did that same video where he was doing his house, like, you know, and
That was
mix the
very
audio
funny.
inside. So, you know, equally, there's all this trickery going on nowadays, you no idea what's real. So, but yeah, I would vote towards maybe it was real, and they're blasting it through the sound system.
Yeah, I think that was it. So, and then Liam tweeted later on saying something
Yeah.
like, yeah, it wasn't me, Gov. I'm like at home, like blowing bubbles in the swimming pool or something
Yeah.
like that. So yeah, and it wouldn't be like, you wouldn't be, they wouldn't have brought Oasis in like 3 days early. You know, I think they'll be in, yeah, you said maybe the day before and then sound checking early in the day. But yeah, but it is clearly Oasis, right? So I was thinking like, well, maybe they're just playing a live recording from like 2009 or something like that. But no, I think actually that's probably it. I think it is maybe if they did a recording, yeah, of them in the wherever they were rehearsing last, and then they played that just because you'd have to test out the PA, wouldn't you? You'd have to test out all the speakers and everything, make sure that the PA, the sound is good. And so what's the best thing to do? Well, why don't we take the recording of them playing using the same amplifiers and everything, I assume, that wherever
Yes,
they were
definitely.
doing their rehearsal, and then blast that through the PA at the stadium and then just make sure it sounds all right. So yeah, I'd say that sounds about right to me.
And I'm no expert, but I was at the one of the festivals the other week, saying when they were setting up, because my lad was on, and I went early to stereophonic setup, and basically they, you know, in a festival set up without the band at all, like in the morning. So there's some, you know, people on stage who are basically doing it all, singing through the mics and everything. So, you know, the band are not required to set up. So I would imagine Yeah, Oasis are even more technologically advanced this time around as well. That, yeah, they don't need to be doing anything unnecessary, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They especially not, like you said, with the hype being what it is.
Yeah.
Like we were saying in the last episode, like, are people going to fly drones over the stadium? You know, like that's sure, like that's probably the reason why they're getting the roof closed.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
But
that's the other
then,
big bit of news, the roof closed. I guess
yeah, the roof will
everyone's
be
posting that
closed.
roof is closed, and
Yeah.
they hadn't really thought about it, but yeah,
Yeah.
that's definitely a good thing, I mean.
I think it'll be a great thing. Yeah, I think the way that the sound's going to reverberate around in that place with the roof closed. Yeah, so that's the only, well, so there's a bit of news on that side I'll come to, but then the last point to make on this, these sort of people of recording outside the stadium, and this is spoilers for the sound check, for what might come up, because the earlier one was Cigarettes and Alcohol, which we knew they were always going to play because it's the most played song like that the Oasis ever did, so we knew that was always going to be in the set. There's no spoiler there, but a question was always, well, what's going to be the walk-on track? Spoilers: if you don't want to be spoiled for what the song is, skip 1 minute and 30 seconds. 3, 2, 1. They played the audio of Fuck It in the Bushes. It sounds to us like it's definitely going to be Fucking in the Bushes played. And it is real. It was someone that's someone on Twitter that's literally works opposite the stadium and has been sending photos and recorded.
Okay.
And then there was someone else in the background going, went, oh my God, when they started playing it. And then that person was
Right,
coming
okay.
on Twitter saying, like, oh my God, that was me saying, oh my God, like that. So it is definitely real. They
Okay.
definitely were playing Fucking in the Bushes.
Right, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, that is my pick for what they're going to use. So, yeah, it's even though I yeah, might be a spoiler, but that is what my vote is for anyway, that they're going to do. So,
Okay.
yeah.
And for those of you that skipped back in the room, you're
Yeah.
back in the room. What was
Yeah.
that? Little Britain? I can't remember. Anyway, go on.
Look into my eyes, look into my eyes. The eyes, the eyes. Not around the eyes, don't look around the eyes. Look into my eyes. You're under. In a moment, the waiter will appear, and when he does, you will order from the set menu. Three courses, $8.95. You will not order the lobster. 3, 2, 1. You're back in the room.
All right. So, and
Yeah.
then the only other thing we're going to say, like following on from the announcement that the roof is going to be closed, they also confirmed the set timings, didn't they? So what is it? Get doors at 5, cast at
Six.
6, Ashcroft 7, Oasis 8:15,
Yeah.
and then curfew 10:30.
Yeah.
So yeah, a 2 hour set from Oasis. I mean, I'm assuming that they won't be starting dead on 15. I'm assuming they'll start more like 8:30 by the time you get the intro music and whatever is then played before they actually get on the stage and start playing. So it'll probably be a 2 hour set. And I saw some people saying online earlier that's like, oh, that'll be the longest set they've ever done. And I said, well, actually, no. Like, if you look at like the 2009 tour, it's pretty much like an hour 55, an hour 57.
Yeah.
So that was what they were doing then. So yeah, that's sounds about right. So it sounds ideal to me.
Yeah. Yeah. You assume it's going to be 2 hours. And I did look, it was like 22. People are speculating, sort of 22 songs ish. So, yeah. And that's kind of what Liam did for Definitely Maybe as well. So he's obviously capable of it. Like he was doing that all on his own as well. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
no
he's
big brother
definitely
coming
proven
around.
he's a match fit for that. So,
Cool. So that's the core news stuff. But how are you feeling about it with 4 days to go?
yeah, apart from being, yeah, super busy, but just in the back of my mind, yeah, excited. Need to just pack my stuff and go. So I'm actually, staying over 2 nights as well. So like you, I'm going to both nights and I'm staying over both nights.
Oh, you're
So
staying up
yeah,
early.
just
Oh, okay.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's no way I could make it back on the Saturday, especially after 2 days of it. I think I need that chill, but I did manage to book the premier ins nice and early, so I'm not being ripped off for that. I'm just normal
Normal rip
prices,
off.
actually quite cheap actually, because I guess Cardiff is normally not as bad as other places in the UK. So.
Yeah. So were you literally there at 8 in the morning, like boom, 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 book them on? Yeah.
As soon as
You're
they did the
clever.
dates, I was straight on it. Yeah. Even when we were on the Zoom thing at
Yeah,
that
yeah.
time.
Oh, you were
So.
on the Zoom that day, weren't you? And I'm
Yeah.
sat there going, fucking hell, guys, what do you think? And then everyone goes quiet. I'm like, where is everyone? It's like, we're all booking
Booking
our flights
hotels.
and hotels as well. Oh, wait, shit, I should do that, but I'm doing a podcast. But yeah. Sorry, excuse me. I'm just going to crack open another delicious Wonderwall beer.
No worries.
You know what I really love about Wonderwall beer is the crisp, refreshing taste.
And where's that available from again?
It's available from all good Aldi stores, and that's it. Anyway, I'm joking. No,
No,
I'm
I'm
not
gonna, like I
joking.
said, I'm gonna go get some this time after your interview. I didn't realize it was a more of an independent effort than than an Aldi cash grab. So I'll definitely we do have one local, so make a point of
There you go.
at
There you
least
go.
getting a
Tell
4-pack.
yeah, and tell them Oasis podcast sent you. What was my
Yeah.
cut? There we go. Right. Anyway, so this is, so let's get on to the meat of the matter then. Because you've got an idea. You said I want to do it's like an episode or something with you, and it's you've kept it a mystery to me. And so if you make this some sort of weird sex game, I'm not going to be very happy. But
No.
what are we doing then?
No, I think, well, I've seen a lot of chatter on the set list, and don't think you've had time to really look at the set list. I think you said you've also not really had a minute to think about it. So
No.
I'd like to just go through. And I think it is kind of, there is kind of a set of sort of 80, 90% where it's kind of obvious that that's going to be that. So, but it'd be interesting to just see. I've been through actually this afternoon. So I'll say if I talk you through it, call out your yes and nos and maybes and definites. And I'll maybe comment on what I've thought. So I've already been through this, but it's the first time I've really done it today. So, because again, I've not really thought about it apart from, the debate's just been, oh, are they going to start with hello or rock and roll? Yeah, I think there's a lot of people of that, but I've not actually sat and gone, well, what feasibly would they actually play beyond the first two albums, which is obviously the main bulk of it, I think.
Go for it. All right, that sounds
Okay.
good.
All right, well, let me figure
So it's
out.
not a weird sex game,
No.
though. Okay, well, can
But
we do
I
that
thought
one
I was
after?
interested to hear your thoughts. And if you didn't do it before the gig, then I just thought I'd grab you and do
No, that's good. It's good. So
it.
we'll get this out quick so people can
Yeah.
join in and and vibe with it before the show starts on the Friday.
Yeah. All right.
Craziness. Right. Okay.
So, in a very rock and roll fashion, I have an Excel spreadsheet. Can you see that? So yeah, set list. So I've pulled together all the songs, so albums be and related songs from that era. So obviously we've kind of recently been through this last year, we definitely maybe. But I just thought I'd go through, get your, I've got a categories of kind of dead cert, maybe what you think is an opener, closer, the walk on. But mainly it's the what's a dead cert and what's a maybe in your mind. And then there's obviously a lot of obvious no's. But I think
Interesting.
we'll spend some time on the first two albums and maybe talk a little bit about them. But then the rest we could probably rattle through and see if you pick out any ones that you think they might play. But I think there's probably a slim,
Cool.
very slim chance on
Yeah,
any of
yeah.
the post
Any of the later stuff?
any post Morning Glory stuff, to be honest. I
Yeah.
think, but yeah, let's see how it goes. So start with definitely maybe, obviously. So rock and roll star.
Dead cert. It's got to be a dead cert. I don't think it'll be an opener. I don't. Oh, it could be an encore.
Yeah, you don't have to choose that. But if you think it's a dead cert, I think
Go on, let's go dead
I think
cert.
go for that. And I think the only reason I think they might not open it is because Liam has been done it so much. But I think a lot of people also have that debate of where else can you do it? So I think it was a bit crap when they did it as an encore at some point in one of the tour. Sorry, as the last song on one of
As
the
the
tours.
closer.
That's a bit weird to close with, isn't it? So I think you kind of have to do it first, but
Yeah, I think so.
yeah, okay. Shaker Maker.
No, I don't think I'll do Shaker Maker.
No. Live Forever.
Yes, it's got to be. And I think it'll be an encore track, I'd say.
Yeah. Up in the Sky.
Up in the Sky. Well, Liam played it and enjoyed playing it. On definitely maybe, I think. I get the impression he
Yeah.
did. And I think, so I said on a previous episode, like, especially with the fact that they had Fade Away in that leaked rehearsal footage. So it makes me feel like, oh, actually, it's probably going to be a lot more definitely maybe than we're thinking.
Yeah.
But Having said that, I'm going to say no to Up in the Sky.
Okay. Columbia, your favorite.
Don't know that one. No, I think they probably
This is
will play
interesting.
Columbia. I think they, I probably, I think they probably will. I think
Yeah.
it's only right when you think it was, you know, their first song ever released.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, one of the first songs they ever played live as a band, as the, you know, with Noel in them, and like post the, you know, Are You Stalling My Life in Vain, and all
Yeah.
those. So yeah, I'm gonna say yes, it is played dead cert.
That's okay. Yeah. I thought the same because of the Nebworth thing. The only hesitation would be the whole link with the Griffiths brothers, but I think that seems to be long forgotten,
No,
I think.
I
So
think they'll be fine.
do you think they could possibly do that opener as a bit of a throwback?
No, yeah, I
Or
suppose it could be his Nebworth thing, but I don't think so
yeah.
because the world will be tuning in. But then
Yeah.
again, they played it at Nebworth when no one was tuning in. So
Yeah.
no, but I don't think it'll be opener. No.
Yeah. I think the only thing with opener for me is also, as many people mentioned, is like what is a bit of an ease in as well for vocally for both of them. So a lot of people with a Acquiesce, for example, it's like, is Noel really gonna want to hit that high note out of the gate? So that's the only thing
Yeah,
that
that's
stops me
true.
thinking they'll do that. So, but obviously we'll get to that. So Supersonic.
Yeah, it's got to be. That's a
Yeah, there's no
got to
way
be
it can't be it.
played.
Bring it on down.
Yeah, so it's been in and out of the set over the years, hasn't it? But I think this is one of those ones that, because of Liam doing it on the Definitely Maybe tour, it will be in, I think.
Right, okay. Is it a maybe or a
Yeah,
dead
it's.
certainty thing?
Yeah, let's say maybe for now,
Okay.
but I'm feeling pretty confident.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot to say, we're going to let you. You've got about 25 songs is your limit. So we'll see how many you've got by the time you've got to the end.
Got you.
And then you'll have another chance to trim
We'll have to
some.
trim
What
some
do you
off,
think?
won't
Yeah.
we? Go.
So cigarettes and alcohol, probably a
Oh,
quick
dead
quick
cert, of
one. Yeah.
course. The most played
Yeah.
Oasis song.
Diggsy's Dinner.
No, they're not going to play it, I don't think.
Yeah.
I love it. I think they should play it. Get
Yeah.
Boned on the piano, but no.
Noel did it in 2015 as well. It was a bit of
Yeah.
a throwback, but like you say, because they did it last year, I think it will be one that they might like to do, but it's just not enough time, I think.
No, agreed.
Slide Away.
It's got to be in. It's got to
Yeah.
be in. I think it's been in and out over the years, but I think its reputation has
Yeah.
increased over the years. So
Yeah,
like it's
definitely.
now, I don't know where it comes in the last Radio X Best of British. I think it might have even won
I mean,
or
it's
came
quite high,
second to Live
isn't it?
Forever.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I think so.
yeah, I think it's got to be in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to be dead set. All right, Married with Children.
No, you're not going to play Married
No.
with Children. I'd love it, but no.
No. No, definitely not. Okay. So I whip through the Definitely Maybe era B-sides. So Cloudburst.
Oh wow, I'd love to hear Cloudburst, but no, I'm not going to do
Yeah,
that.
especially because they played it last year. Like,
Yeah, well,
no.
Liam played it, and I think
Yeah.
that I think I get the feeling Liam was a bit sort of disappointed with the performance of the
Yeah.
B-sides, because
Yeah.
you know, obviously everyone online, you know, when Liam spends so much time on Twitter and everyone's saying, "Oh, play Cloudburst, play I Will Believe," and then so he did, and then
Yeah.
half the crowd didn't know what they were, you know,
Yeah.
and it's like,
Yeah.
"Oh, okay, then I gave you bastards what you wanted, and you've fucked off to the bar, you know."
Yeah, and
So
I think all the youngsters probably didn't know them. So yeah, the arenas were very much half and half full with youngsters and us oldies. So I think yeah,
so I'm
half of
gonna
them
say
appreciated,
no.
half didn't. Yep. Sad song.
No.
Now, so we could touch on I hope we get the acoustic set in the middle, and the only reason I think would be a bit of a break, you know, a strategic break for Liam
Yeah.
in the gigs, because there's a lot of gigs, a lot of dates, so I really hope we get that. I'm not sure if we will. So then if he were to do that might bring some of these potentially in, but so
I agree. I think if there was an acoustic set, Sad Song would be in the mix, but I don't think there will be.
okay.
I think we were saying on Twitter earlier, I think I think it will be, I think he'll do quite a few songs, Noel, but I think he'll be doing full band songs, with, Don't Look Back in Anger, obviously. But maybe even like Importance of Being Idle, Little by Little. So it's more like full band songs. I can't see them, which I'd love it if they did, or even like the Nebworth kind of, where they just rechanged the setup to be much more acoustic. That was great. I thought I really loved that. So yeah, that would be fine as well.
Yeah,
But
that
no, I'm
might
going to
be
say
more
no. I'm
likely. Yeah,
going to say
okay.
no.
So whatever.
Oh, I'm going to say whatever's a maybe,
Yeah.
because I don't think it's not a guarantee.
No. They've
But
both played it this last couple of years, so that to me feels like it will be there, because Noel
yeah.
obviously thinks it's a big winner for the gig. So
Yeah,
I
I'll
think
go a maybe
that's
though. I think there's so many, and there's also so many anthems, isn't there? So you kind of can, you don't want to go anthem overload. So even though you have got 10 like huge anthems, you can't necessarily play 10 huge anthems, or you just, yeah, you've got to have some light and shade. So I'm going to say maybe.
Okay. I will believe.
Nope.
Take me away.
Nope.
Now, is that recent video was amazing, wasn't it? The one from a few weeks back with backstage an interview or
Oh,
something
that
from
was great.
Nightfall.
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
lovely.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Just
Hadn't that before, yeah.
such but I don't think Noel's never really done it solo. That's probably wrong. He might have done something, but I don't feel like he has all this time. He's never sat and done Take Me Away, as
No.
far as I can recall. So either he doesn't like it, or he would really have to dig deep to bring that one back, I guess. Alive?
Nope.
No. Do you want to be a spaceman?
Interesting.
Again,
Now
that's just
that's a
Liam saying it, isn't it?
potential, yeah, because Liam sang it. Remember when we saw Liam at Finsbury Park and it leaked, the sound check recording of him doing it leaked. It was Cynthia, who's been in the podcast before. She was part of the crew, and she was like, "Oh my God," and recorded it. So I mean, it was a spoiler, but it was exciting. He's gonna do you want to be a spaceman? And then yeah, and so that would be great. I'd like to see Liam and I'll do it together. But I'm gonna say no. I don't think there's space in the set for it.
No, and I think if it was, it'd be Noel doing it.
Do
Again,
you think?
maybe well, I guess it's the throwback to the Live by the Sea. That'd be the only reason
Yeah.
to do it.
Although
But yeah, I don't. I think if he does do an acoustic set, I don't think he would do this one. Who
no.
knows? Fade Away.
Well, it sounds like a dead cert because we believe that rehearsal footage is true and they
Wait,
played it.
that's the
So
only
let's
caveat, whether
assume,
that was
yes.
real or not, I guess. So, are
Yeah.
you going to go maybe or
No, I'm going to say dead cert on that
dead
because Liam
cert?
even commented when
Oh, okay.
someone said, oh, was it? I think I can't remember if it was a reply to me or not, but that, whose idea was it to put Fade Away in the set? And Liam said, me. And so you go, like, oh, wow, okay. So it is real then. But yeah, so let's go dead cert for that.
Listen up. Now, this is
I'd love
a
Listen Up to be
debate.
in there, but I'd say no. I think you do Listen Up or you do Slide Away. and Slide Away wins. So I'm going to say no. I also think it's too high for Liam as well. It's so high. You'd have to move it down
And
quite significantly.
he didn't do it last year. He didn't do it. This is one of the ones that he didn't do on the Def and
No,
Maybe
that's
tour,
right.
which people were all, hoping he did. And
Yeah.
maybe that is the reason
He did it
indeed
on
for
the earlier
he
tours,
did,
didn't he?
2018, 2019, was it? I Am the Walrus.
I don't
Another
know
Prince tour
actually,
tune.
because it would make sense, it sort of, they played it all the way through. They, from 93 to 2009, it was the last song they played live. So it would make sense, but why, with this being the most kind of financially, aware concert they've ever done, and anything they've ever done, with the pop-up shops and with the deals and Adidas and everything, why would they do something where they know they're going to have to give a load of money to someone else when they don't need to? So I'm going to say, what was the other options other than no?
No, but hope they do.
No, I'm
Yeah,
not
live
bothered
right here.
about them doing it. I'm just going to
Nah.
say no, because I remember being a bit nonplussed, to be honest, when Liam did it. I definitely maybe tour. I just thought it was fine, but it didn't blow me. It wasn't like I was in tears or jumping up and down. It was just like, okay, he's doing that
No, I
Walrus,
think it was one encore too many last year on the, because they did, Slide Away, Supersonic, Live Forever, maybe, I'm not sure, but and then they came back on again and did I Am the Walrus, and all the kids were like, nah, I think. So
exactly.
it didn't really work last year, and I think more so the reason, as you say, financially, let's not complicate it with having other people's material included in the
Agreed.
whatever we'll eventually get videos wise and things like that. So, it's good to be free.
I would love it, but no.
I think Noel used to like that a lot on the solos, but yeah, I wouldn't expect it to be a Noel one either. So, Half the World Away.
Yes, I think that's a dead cert.
Yeah,
I think that's a dead cert.
I think Noel
Similar
will
to
do
like,
that somewhere or another.
yeah, I think it'll be Noel. I mean, Liam did it on the last tour. I think once again, similar to what one did we say on Definitely Maybe's grown in stature, Slide Away. I think similar to Slide Away, it's grown in stature over the years. And so it's now quite a, it's become one of their most famous songs, not just the Royal Family, but like the connections over the years. I just think it's, yeah, it's like Noel's played it. It's a regular in Noel's sets. Liam played it last year. So yeah, I think it's going to be in there.
Yeah, I think it's one of the ones that the Noel fans have sort of said, oh, can he just give that one a rest? But I just don't think he'll be able to resist including it,
No.
right?
Well, you've got a lot of
It's so
people
big.
there that have never seen Noel, haven't you?
Yeah,
So
exactly.
because they're going to be there.
Right, let's crack on to Morning Glory. But
Oh,
hello.
hello. I think now talking about someone getting financial implications from something, is he going to deliberately give millions of pounds to Gary Glitter? That's a really, I'd put them down, put that down as a maybe, I would say, because that's a debate.
I've never really been a fan of it, so I don't get excited by it when Liam did it a few times on solo wise. I think he did it in Nebworth, didn't he, as well. But I don't particularly like it, so I'm not of the people who are clamoring for them to open with Hello, basically. And I don't think, don't know, I just don't think it's as well known than starting with Rock and Roll Star or Morning Glory, which is what I think they might start with.
Interesting.
Roll with it. This is an interesting one.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because it's not one they always played. It's
No.
one that was in and out of the set over the years. I don't think Noel likes it very much. So, but if this is the Oasis comeback, then really they should play it because it is the song of the summer of Oasis, the Battle of Britpop and everything else. So if there was a time to play it, it would be now. But it was in and out of Liam's set. Noel's never played it. I'm going to say, let's just say no. Let's just say no. I don't think it's going to be in there.
Yeah, I think it did. Liam did play it in the 2022 sets. I think it did go down really well in the arena. Like, I was surprised with the. So it's obviously one that the younger generation love. So that might be how it finds its way in. But yeah, I'm not sure if it'll be in or out on that Wonderwall.
Oh, it's a dead
That
set. It's got to
industry.
be in
Yeah.
there. Yeah, it's got to be
Yeah.
in there. Like we said, if it was, second or third or fourth, well, when Liam, I know Liam said like before, like, right, Encore, would you want to hear Wonderwall or do you want to hear Live Forever? He was
Yeah.
like, he would like move it in and out. But for this tour, to stadiums of people all around the world, pun intended, yeah, it's got to be in there.
And hopefully, like you say, I think the best way would be to go back to that 96 setup with the, I'm sure they're going to have strings and stuff. So, and they never really did that for Wonderwall anyway, after that.
No,
They obviously
just
did
rocked
it
it,
for
didn't they?
other. Later on, they did Master Plan and all those things with the choirs and things, but they never did Wonderwall in any special way again, I don't think. And the electric version as well, I don't think they'll do that. I think hopefully they'll go back to the original
Goes to the records, yeah.
acoustic Liam singing, Noel on the stool. Who knows? But I think that would be certainly the best way to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Liam sort of did it like acoustically with the shaker, like a few, he was doing Champagne Supernova, and one he tended to do them with just the guy on the shaker, Dan, whatever his
Yeah,
name
and a
is,
piano.
which was always a bit like, hopefully they'll go, full on with it.
No, it just felt like they never got it. Like they that
Yeah,
band just lacked like a
no,
musical director for me or something, or like
yeah.
it just felt like, well, to me, it just felt like a bunch of session guys and Liam wasn't there very much. And so they just figured out what they could while he was there.
Yeah.
I have no behind the scenes knowledge of that,
No.
but yeah, that's just what it felt like to me. But
Yeah.
anyway, there you go.
All right. Don't look back in anger. I'll click the
Dead
dead cert
cert,
for
yeah,
you.
you don't even need to bother.
Any thought? It could be encore. Might not be. It probably will be encore, and
Well, either Encore,
it's huge.
it depends on when Liam has his breaks and what
Yeah.
they deem to be an Encore, what they deem to be a second Encore and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, if they could do it and then, like Noel does two or three songs by himself,
Yeah.
and then Liam comes back on, does
Yeah.
Live Forever, and then they go off for an encore or something like that, it
Yeah.
might be.
Yeah, this is what we do. Yeah, none of us really know, do we? So it'd be interesting to see what you feel like. Just the big ones from Morning Glory might just be the encore, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's and they and they everyone would go home happy, wouldn't they? So Hey Now is another one people want, but
I don't. I'm
is
to
there
be
enough
honest,
time?
like, no, it's definitely not going to be in there. Like, I
No.
mean, have they even ever played it live?
Not as
No,
far as I'm
never
aware.
played it
Yeah.
live. I don't think so. Yeah, never played it live.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, well, to me, I think it's a great song. But my thing I always say about it is, why have they stuck the third verse in there? Like, it just goes on for
Yeah.
too long.
Yeah.
Like, if it cut out after the second verse, it would be a great song, but there's
Yeah.
just no need for it. It's like, because it sort of, it even like stops and you go, oh, it's done. And then it do, do,
Yeah.
do, do, do. And it just keeps going and going. Like,
Yeah.
come on, man. But yeah, so no, Hey Now is not going
Yeah.
to be in
I
there.
think if anything's got, a 0.5% chance of being in there, it'd be something. It'd be one of the Morning Glory ones like that. But all of the other later stuff is obviously a zero chance of going in. But I think Hey Now, if it, the only other thing is it's quite easy to sing and quite easy. So if for some reason Noel always wanted to play it and they never did, I don't know. I don't think it's hard.
Yeah, I
For
mean, that would
Liam,
be interesting.
it's not a high one like a lot of the ones that we know Liam won't sing
Yeah.
because they're high. But yeah, I agree. I don't think it'll come. So the Swamp Song.
Well, based on what we were saying earlier, no.
No.
No, I'm saying no.
I don't think Noel comes out before Liam.
Yeah.
I think they're coming out together, so that wouldn't really work,
Yeah.
right?
No,
I don't
I
think
don't
he'll
think
want to
so.
recreate that
No,
96
because it's
entrance.
almost then it's like here's the band and then here's the star, isn't it?
Yeah,
Whereas no
exactly.
one want that. No one want to be very much the two of them come out together. Yeah.
Some might say.
Interesting one, isn't it? Interesting because it's not been a guarantee over the years. It's been in and out. It's one of those sort of mid-set songs that sometimes is in, sometimes isn't. So I'm going to put it as a maybe.
Might as well cover it out. I think it's a dead cert. I think the only reason it was out is because Liam couldn't sing it, but he's proven he sings it actually, or more recently in the original key as well. They did drop the key down
Yeah.
when he was struggling, but in the solo tours he was back, and like Nebworth, he did it in the original key
Yeah, he
as
just
well.
skips
So
the big note. Standing at the station.
standing
So no, he doesn't do the ing.
but
Standing.
I think no, I think Noel will want it because obviously it's the number one.
Yeah,
So
first
I
number
think,
one. Yeah, is a big one.
yeah.
Is a big
So
one.
Cast No Shadow.
Oh, that would be absolutely magic because you
Yeah.
know Liam's that was the one along with Acquiesce that we felt the lack of Noel so much.
Yeah.
You know, what we want really, isn't it, is the magic of the two brothers together.
Yeah.
And the one song that really comes out, other than Acquiesce, is Cast No Shadow. So I would love for them to play Cast No Shadow. It would fit perfectly if they did that Nebworth style acoustic setup like they did
Exactly.
when
Yeah.
they did Nebworth. I'm going to put, did you not have, you had like a hope but no or something?
No, but you hope they do.
No but hope. It's a no but hope.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it's a hope. I think they have to, but yeah, who knows? Again, there's so many songs, as you'll see at the end
Yeah,
when you get
yeah.
your list.
Well,
Okay.
I've been quite harsh, I think. So we'll see. I
Yeah.
might be able to go back and chuck in some maybes. We'll see.
Yeah. She's electric.
No, I think it
Ah.
would be great. There's once again,
Yeah.
it's one they never played, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah.
I think it'd be a huge one for the crowd.
Yeah.
It's the one that's like the, you know, the people do their wedding videos and stuff, don't they? It's like the
Oh, yeah.
most sort of sing along
Yeah.
when tribute bands play it, when like people play it, when DJs play it at gigs. It's the big sing along Oasis song.
Yeah, it's just the falsetto stuff, isn't it? As
And I want
yeah,
you. Yeah, that's a bit much,
and
isn't it?
it was a bit. Nah, it didn't. Noel did it in, you know, obviously Barrowlands, you know, 2000, that tour, the 10 years of Noise and Confusion. So
Yeah,
Noel
yeah.
sang it, but it was not the same. It was good for a
No.
bit of a sing along, but I don't think Noel would be wanting to be taking that one on in
No.
stadium. So
No, Noel won't
yeah,
do that himself for
no,
his, if he's got four songs, five songs or whatever, it's not going to be that, and Liam's not going to sing it, so no.
yeah. So I think it's one of those that'll probably always love to do, but it's just not technically feasible.
No.
From a, okay, Morning Glory.
Oh, it's a dead cert.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't think an opener though. I know we
yeah,
talk about openers. I don't think it'll be an
yeah,
opener, but I think it's a dead cert, definitely.
yeah. I think they'll open with Rock and Roll Star. I'm throwing a bet out for the Morning Glory just for that guitar riff would send the place into mayhem. So. And it'd be a nice. Is it a bit of an easy? It's a bit full on, obviously, but I think singing wise, I suppose it is a bit full on for Liam as well. So we'll see. It probably won't be opener, but I'd quite like it to be. But I'm not a huge fan of Morning Glory. It's not one of my sort of top 10. So,
Oh, so it is for me, but
right. Okay.
I have gone off it just, well, I haven't gone off the song itself because I still absolutely love the song, but
Yeah.
I was a bit like, okay, Liam, we can drop it now. You know what I mean? Because he literally has played it every tour.
Yeah.
right at the start of the tour as well. It was always like
Yeah.
wall of glass, hello,
Yeah.
wasn't it? And it, oh, sorry,
Yeah.
yeah, a wall of glass, morning
And
glory.
especially when the band weren't always the best at playing these songs,
Exactly,
where there
yeah.
was like, oh, this sounds a bit ropey sometimes, especially with the guitar riffs. Okay. Champagne Supernova.
Dead set. It's got to be in
Yeah.
there. Got to be in
Yeah,
there.
that's gonna
It hasn't
be
always been in, has
magic.
it? It
Yeah.
hasn't always been in. It has been in and out, I think, over the years.
It was maybe only one tour it wasn't, but yeah. And then Liam again was doing it with the shaker. It was
Yeah,
a bit
which was
bad.
just completely wrong.
Just, yeah,
Completely wrong. Yeah,
often
but I
that
think
out of
it,
time as well.
yeah, but it's got to be in there, though. It's got to be in
Yeah.
there.
My main thing on that is I hope Noel goes back to doing the solo work on that from the, it's a bit of, and I noticed, I don't know if it's been mentioned on the Nebworth recording, that they've actually mixed out John Squire's solo. I don't know if you've ever
Oh,
noticed or
really?
spoke about that. If you listen to the Nebworth thing, they've put it way down, and they obviously couldn't get rid of it at all, like mostly. But I mean, I hated that John Squire solo on that thing. So, but Noel's solo in that 96, 97 was awesome, but it's never been like released, because the John Squire one's the only one that ever really got released as a live
Yeah.
Champagne Supernova. And then I think what happened on Familiar to Millions with that? I think they changed the solo. Noel did a different solo completely on Familiar to Millions. It's not as good as the original 96, 97 sort of madness. Well,
Right.
95 to 97, he was doing, I mean, it's all his classic pentatonic. Everyone, all the guitarists would say it's all basic, but it was so much better than what they did later on. So I'm hoping they go back to the original with that guitar wise, but
Got you.
we'll see. It just depends if Noel's ready to back shredding or not, because he's been dipping in here and there, but really only really does Don't Look Back in Anger. And he did lock all the doors on the last tour.
Yeah.
So there's a little solo in it, but otherwise. We can't go back. Sorry. Okay, so B-sides, Morning Glory. I guess we can try and speed through these. Talk Tonight.
See the if he does a acoustic set, I think Talk
Yeah.
Tonight's number one choice.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I think it is, once again, it's the one that over time has now become a bit more legendary post the Supersonic film. It's got all the connections to that
Yeah.
amazing story and everything. So yeah, Talk Tonight, if he does it acoustic, then it's number one on the list. But I'm assuming he's not going to do that, so I'm going to say No But Hope, I'd say.
Okay.
But yeah, he has done it in sort of a half electric style, isn't he, before?
Yeah, it does tend to do it with the full band in the
Yeah,
recent
with
tours,
the high
just
flying
with
birds.
acoustic, yeah.
Yeah, so it isn't out of the question that he would do that, but I just can't see it.
Yeah. Acquiesce.
In Dead Cert,
Yeah.
and I'm gonna say opener. I'm gonna say
Okay.
opener. It's gotta be.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it'd be unbelievable if it is, for sure. Head Shrinker.
Would love it. No But Hope. That's the that would be
Yeah.
so cool if they did Head Shrinker. It's
Yeah.
never gonna happen, but yeah,
Yeah.
definitely would love that.
It's Better People.
No.
No, Rocking Chair.
Would love that. Only played, I think, twice. But would love that,
Or do you know about Hope or no?
but
Or a
no.
no, I guess I'm
Well,
just going.
all of them are No But Hope because I want to hear him
Yeah,
do
okay,
200 songs. Yeah.
Step Out.
Step Out. No, never going to do that because
No,
they're
this
not
is
going to give
cool.
money to Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, Underneath the Sky.
No.
No. Come on, Feel the Noise.
Oh, that is the one I would love. That would
Yeah.
probably be top. If I could
Yeah.
choose, if they said, James, we'll come and play in your back garden, it
Yeah.
would be the top of my list. I love, oh, after Stay Young.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be top of my list. I absolutely love their version of Come and Feel the Noise, but no.
Round away.
Oh, well, there we go again. This is
This
it. This is
is where the
my
numbers creep up on
era because this is
Yeah.
my favorite stuff. Morning Glory B-sides is probably my favorite Oasis
Yeah.
because this is when I was most excited buying the singles and just being like, oh my God, this song. This isn't even on the album. That's the classic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Round Our Way. I would love them to do Round Our Way, but I'm going to assume no.
Yeah, I think it probably depends if they do recreate that kind of 96 setup with the horns and or whatever, it would get a shout. But otherwise, if they don't, you can't do that without the horns, I don't think.
Yeah. So yeah, so it's not one Liam's ever done. Noel's never done it live. So no, so I don't think they'll be doing Round Our Way, but I would absolutely love it if they did. And then the Up in the Sky little bit at the end as well, that would just be magic. But no.
Yeah, I think, yeah, again, depends. If someone said, oh, we need to do a lot of this, the original Main Road sort of era, it might make its way in if that's been part of the decision. But I just don't think that will be. As again, I hope it is, but I don't think they'll do that. The Master Plan.
Oh, the master plan. See, once again, we're into like how many anthems do we put in territory? Because if you put in all the anthems, then it just slows, it makes the, especially the second half of the set or like the third quarter of the set a bit stodgy and slow. So can you have all of the master, all of those? I think it will be in there. I'm going to say dead sir. I think it will be in there.
I
It's
think
too good.
if there is a run of Noel doing two or three in one go, then that's kind of what I did on the last tour. I think the master plan was there with a couple, whether he was doing Falling Down or whatever it was. But yeah, I think they'll do that full band because they recreated it perfectly in that last tour. I think with Gem doing the backward solos and all that, and that's what they do for High Flying Birds as well, isn't it? So I'm pretty sure that's already in the bag. So they'll just bring
It'll
that
be
one
there.
out.
It'll be there.
Bonehead's Bank Holiday.
Interesting. Interesting. So
There's a chance.
like we said, just tell me there's a jump. Because like we said on the previous episode, it's something came out in the press, didn't it? That apparently, because NAce is like permanent online, and there has been like Bonehead's Bank Holiday has become like the biggest Oasis song on TikTok. And people doing like little oh, you're on TikTok, as I say, young because you're a young whippersnapper, in touch down with the kids. But yeah, it's the big song on TikTok, right?
But yeah, I haven't seen it a lot personally, but I think maybe a year or so ago it was. Yeah, there are a lot of people jumping on it. So yeah,
Yeah,
I
and
think the
just
kids are aware of it.
doing like the lyric videos, because obviously the lyrics are hilarious. Which is like one of the things I was going to do. You can nick this for your channel if you want, but like why we love Oasis, the reasons. Number one, Liam's voice, blah blah blah. Number two, whatever. But like number 12 or something is humor,
Yeah.
100%. Like Oasis did
Oh yeah.
humor so well that so many bands just don't. And so yeah, and the humor of a song like Bonehead's Bank Holiday is just this extra level that they would bring that other people didn't. So I'm gonna let's put it down as a maybe. I don't think they will, but I think there's a good chance they will.
I feel like there needs to be one surprise or something that no one's expecting. I don't
Yeah,
know.
imagine that.
I don't know. And
That would
that could be
be
one of them.
hilarious.
You got to hide your love away.
Nope.
No, definitely. So, right, we'll speed things up now with the rest because obviously we're getting to territory where we don't believe they'll probably play. But let me just, I'll read off Be Here Now and then maybe you shout out the one or two that you might think. So obviously we've got, Do You Know What I Mean? My Big
Wait,
Mouth,
wait,
Magic
wait.
Pie.
Do you
Oh,
know what I
yeah.
mean? I think we've got a chance. I think
Okay.
there's a chance, do you know what I mean? But I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say
Okay.
no. So yeah. So we've got My Big Mouth, Magic Pie, Stand By Me. Although My Big Mouth, they played on the last tour.
That's
So
right.
yeah, My Big Mouth, I think, I think I'd love that. As I said, it's probably my favorite or one of my couple of favorite songs on Be Here Now. They played it in 2009, quite a lot throughout that whole tour, but I don't think so because I don't think it's going to have that recognition that some of the earlier ones will get. So I'm going to say no.
I think it would be feasible that the problem with it was probably the lyrics. I know if you listen to the Nebworth recording that Liam's all over the place trying to guess the lyrics. Obviously it was brand new at the time, but I imagine that was still a problem in 2009. But now that he's got his little monitor, that it
He's got
wouldn't
his
be a
iPad.
problem. But yeah, I don't think he'll make it.
Oh, going back to Acquiesce, do we think he's going to sing the lyrics properly?
I think he will. Yeah, he did do when he had it at Reading and whatever it was in
I hope
2022, was it? Yeah, so he's
that
got.
I could say the things I wish I'd said.
It's up to the person who loads it on the screen, but it's
He'll
or
say
his lyric midget or whatever. If you want to use that term, but that's what he called it. Not my
his
words.
Ron, but he's like Ron Burgundy. He'll read whatever's on
Yeah,
the he'll read
whatever's on the
whatever's
screen.
on. Fuck you, San Diego.
But yeah, they did put the right. So he sang the right
He sang it
the
correctly.
verses.
Yeah, that is funny.
Okay.
Stand By Me, I'm gonna say dead cert. I think Stand By Me has got to be in. I think it's, once again, like we're saying, it's the one. I mean, yeah, it's probably because it was in a Halifax advert, but actually, over the years, I think that that's now come to that point of, the version by the pool was then released officially as well. So, yeah, I think Stand By Me's in there.
And I think Noel probably saw how well it went down with Liam, so Liam started doing it, and then
Oh, it was magic when Liam did it. Yeah.
Noel teased it, and then eventually did it as well in the last tour.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a massive sing along. That
Yeah.
Hope I Think I Know,
No, I think you
one
can
of my
go through
favorites.
now. I don't think there's anything else from Be Here Now. I
So I
think I
think
would.
Don't Go Away is would be amazing. I just don't think, again, too much.
No, I would love
They
Don't
didn't
Go Away
seem
to
to
be
have
in the
liked it.
set. It is literally my second, third, fourth Oasis song, favorite Oasis song. I love it. It's beautiful, but I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah, so no, I think that's it.
So just for prosperity, this girl in dirty shirt fading out, Be Here Now, All Around the World, Getting Better Man, not going to get a look in, I don't think.
No.
Sadly, but it's not what this tour is about, is it?
No, not at all.
And same with the B sides. So Stay Young.
I would love Stay Young. Obviously, with the Oasis podcast connection, Stay Young would just make my millennium. But no, I don't think it's going to be in there.
So have a look down. I'll read them out, and then so the Fame, Flashbacks, I Got the Fever, My Sister Lover, Going Nowhere. Noel's played recently, but again, I don't think
No.
he would want to do that in this tour. Help, Setting Sun, not really relevant. But If We Shadows, Street Fighter Man, Angel Child, there's no way he's doing that as a solo. Heroes,
No.
so none of
No,
this.
none of those.
Is there any I would like? The Fame of Flashbacks I love, but there's no way they're ever going to play them live, is it?
Yeah, I love them
It's
both.
fair.
I do love them both, but yeah, they're just magic.
So album number four, Fucking in the Bushes.
Yes, I think
So
that's our opener, or
that's
whether you
the
count it
walk
as
on.
a, yeah, the walk on. I don't think they'll be playing it live, but I think it will be the walk on.
Go Let It Out. Again,
Good
both of them
chance
have
of
played it.
that. I think there's a chance of that. I said they both played it live. That version that Noel did was terrible. Remember that a couple of years ago? That was
But almost
dreadful.
makes you think that he likes that song, is the fact that he tried it. So maybe
Yeah.
gets
I mean,
Liam
it
back
could
and does
be,
it. But
but once again, I think it's if you go back to Wembley 2000, it was the opening track, wasn't it? So he does like it, but I think the mid pace or the slow songs he'll save for the legendary songs. So, and I don't think Go Let It Out, I think he'll rather not include that and then put something else that's more legendary.
So again, you can see them. Let me rattle through Who Feels Love, Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, Little James, Gas Panic, Where Did It All Go Wrong, Sunday Morning Call, I Can See a Liar, Roll It Over.
No, I mean there's a potential shout for Gas Panic because it's such a crowd favorite. I'm going to say no, and Roll It Over because Liam did it and it was probably the highlight of the last Liam tour with Nebworth and everything. So yeah, I'd say that the best chance of that is for Roll It Over just because it worked so well when Liam did it. But I'm going to say no.
No, I don't think they'll do it. There's too much else to play, I think.
Exactly. Maybe when they do the next
B-sides.
tour.
Yes, exactly. B-sides, these are some of the ones a lot of us love, especially on the pod, I guess. But Let's All Make Believe. Everyone wants this one, but
Would love
it's
it.
not
Would
coming.
love, but never happening.
Cigarettes in Hell, One Way Road, Helter Skelter, Carry Us All, Full On, Just Getting Older, Idler's Dream. All Noel B-sides this era, wasn't
Well, let's do Full On with Liam, please. Let's get Liam doing full on, and then that'll be fine.
Idler's Dream, Noel did that in his first solo. It was amazing, but there's no way, again, he's going to dig that one out, I don't think.
No.
It's very raw. So, Heathen Chemistry. So Hindu Times is a
I think there's,
possibility.
yeah, I think there's a chance Hindu. If they were going to mix it up and say, look, let's do something from every era, then I think there's a chance Hindu Times makes it, but I'm going to say no.
Okay. And then Force of Nature, Hung in a Bad Place, Stop Crying Your Heart Out.
Stop.
There's another maybe.
Yeah, I think that could be in. I think that could be in. But once again, it's like, do you have another anthem? You know, if it's like Stop Crying Your Heart Out or Champagne Supernova, then you probably go Champagne Supernova, you know? So
Yeah.
just put it as a maybe for now, I'd say.
Okay. Songbird, Little by Little.
Little by Little, I think is I don't think it's a dead cert, but I think it's going to come down to Liam's voice. I think
Yeah.
if they want, say if they want Noel to do like five songs,
Yeah.
then maybe Little by Little becomes the fifth
Yeah.
song they do. Because it was, you know, it got such a great reaction when Noel used to do it live.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I don't think that's because people love Little by Little. I think it's because people love Oasis
Yeah.
and like upbeat loud rock songs by Oasis rather than like
Yeah.
Half the World Away. So yeah,
Yeah.
so given the choice of like Little by Little or say Hello
Yeah.
or Roll With It, it'd probably be Hello or Roll With It. But
Yeah.
yeah, I think there's a chance. Let's put it as a maybe for now.
Maybe, yeah. And that's why I put the singer name here, because when we filter down to your list, you'll see what sort of distribution you've
Oh,
got of
good
Noel
work.
songs.
Good
So,
work,
yeah,
nerd.
I've put a lot of thought of this. Quick Pete, probably All in the Mind, She Is Love, Born on a Different Cloud, Better Man, The Cage.
No, they might do the
Yeah.
33 minutes of silence. That would be good.
Yeah. Okay. B-sides. I don't know. This is probably my least known era of B-sides.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You've got The Heart of the Star. Thank You for the Good Times would be great, but there's no
Imagine
way.
that.
Yeah.
Imagine that, yeah.
Shout It Out Loud, My Generation.
No, and My Generation's a shout, like I said,
Yeah.
because they did used to always do a cover, whether it was that
Yeah.
or Walrus, but no, I don't think
Yeah.
so.
I don't think they'd be risking Liam's voice with My
No.
Generation, to be honest. He
No.
did, yeah, might be part of the problem that he had
Yes.
earlier in
Yeah.
the career. Don't Believe the Truth, so Turn Up the Sun,
Well,
again,
that
another
would be great. You
favorite.
know, absolutely brilliant when they opened with it
Yeah.
on that tour. A great one, you know, Barrier smashing song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's more for our generation, and the
Yeah.
new ones wouldn't get it, would they? So
No, probably not. So let's say no.
yeah.
Mucky Fingers. Let's
Mucky
hope Noel
Fingers.
doesn't get his
Oh,
way.
good grief.
Mucky Fingers and
Hopefully he is, yeah, can find that
yeah.
one to the bin as well.
Yeah.
So Lila, I think,
I
is it? I
think
see a lot of, yeah, the youngsters liking this one.
Lila's in. I think
Oh,
Lila's
okay.
in. I think it's one of those where it's stompy, it's sing-alongy, like Ruby by the Kaiser Chiefs, or like, you
Yeah.
know, it's sort of a it's and people call their kids Lila. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? There's a lot I've seen a lot of kids and dogs called Lila
Yeah.
named after that song. So yeah, I think if they do Lila, there'll be a lot of people screaming at their 15-year-old daughters.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I say yes for Lila.
Sir, or maybe,
No, I'm gonna
maybe.
let's say a dead sir. I think it's
Okay.
in. I think it's in. Because then it, once
Maybe.
again, it is ticking the box for every era then, isn't it? So
Yeah.
To modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love Like a Bomb. The importance of being idle, obviously. I think that's a regular.
In. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's in. I think Noel did. Yeah. Stick It In as a dead cert, but we might be, if we're over, we'll I might need to drop it. But yeah.
So, Meaning of Soul, Guess God Thinks I'm Able, Part of the Queue, Keep the Dream Alive, Bell Will Ring, Let There Be Love. Something.
No, yeah. No, I don't think any of those. There's an argument for Let There Be Love, but no, yeah. I don't think any of those are in.
Yeah. I just think that the bit with the silence where Liam has to come in at the right moment is the most hilarious thing on that. The fact that they would never
get it right.
There's that video of where they're miming it on one of the many chart shows or whatever, and Noel's just like laughing at him, trying to hit the. They'd obviously done several takes of it. It just goes quiet and he has to come in at the right.
Yeah. Impossible. It's
hilarious. There's no way they'd do that live.
I think.
Yeah, so not much. So yeah, a couple out of Don't Believe
couple
the
Truth.
There's some wild B sides here. So can you see
my
it now?
Favorite.
Can you see it now? Eyeball Tickler, Won't Let You Down, Pass Me Down the Wine, The Quiet Ones, which is my new favorite from Radio X Oasis. They play it all the time. Sitting Here in Silence on My Own, love that. Boy with the Blues.
Yeah, no, there's nothing there. Like literally, Won't Let You Down, Pass Me Down the Wine, The Quiet Ones, Can You See It Now are my least favorite Oasis songs. I think Boy with the Blues is very low down as well. Eyeball Tickler, I like just because it's crazy and upbeat, and they didn't do enough crazy upbeat songs at that time. And then Quiet Ones, terrible. Sitting in Silence, I do love. Yeah, it's lovely. But no, none of those are anywhere near the set list.
No way.
God, we could be proving so wrong, couldn't we?
It'll be interesting. So now getting
this
to the
end.
This is
a great idea, Ryan. Well done.
Oh, cool. Dig Out Your Soul. Bag It Up. The Turning. Oh. Waiting for the Rapture. Shock of the Lightning. Again,
an option.
A lot of love online.
That's an option. In America as well. Remember that was that charted in America. It was I think it was their first. I think it got to like number 96 or something. But I think it was their first Billboard 100 track since Morning Glory. I think even.
Yeah. If you think they would try and tick one off on each, it's only that one. I think
maybe. Yeah. Let's put it as a maybe. But I would say probably not. But
yeah. So I'm out of time. Which again, if they wanted to do one of Liam's, that would probably be the one for me. But Get Off Your High Horse, Lady.
No.
Falling Down. To Be Where There's Life. Ain't Got Nothing. Nature of Reality. Soldier On.
No, I don't think so. I think there's definitely a shout for, as I said, I'm out of time. If Liam was like, I want to do one of my songs, then there's a chance for that. Yeah. Although it would probably go Songbird in that case. But no, I don't think so. No. And Falling Down, as I said, Noel used to do that live and did it brilliantly.
Yeah.
I would love him to do Bag It Up or The Turning. I love both of those songs. They're absolutely incredible. The Turning's Turning's one of their best songs. It's sort of, it gets forgotten about. But
is it an old one or is it an Andy Bell? I forget.
The Turning's Noel, yeah.
Is it Noel? Okay.
Because this is the problem. This I remember reviewing this album, I think on my Facebook when it came out. And I was desperate for an Oasis podcast I was like, come on, I want to talk to someone about Oasis. But and it's just, you just look at that first, seeing them here on the screen, it's like Bag It Up, The Turning. And you can see like with the writers, it's like Noel, 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 Liam, Noel, but it's crap, Noel, and it's good. Then To Be the Best Life, that's Gem.
Yeah.
Ain't Got Nothing, Liam. Nature of Reality, Andy. Soldier On, Liam.
Liam.
So you just Liam all at the end, you know, you get like a bad Noel song, a good Noel song, and then bad songs from the rest of them. It's ridiculous. But anyway, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just Shock the Lightning from there. Does that be that recent one of the guys? It was actually Garrett, Oasis WTS.
Garrett,
I think he's in a band. more recently, and his drummer did an online cover of the Shock of the Lightning, which I've been meaning to get my young one to do, and I haven't. And then, but I think that did quite virally well, because that Shock of the Lightning drum cover.
Interesting.
So shout out to that, I guess. Is it Indigo Violence? Yes, is their drummer.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I think that it did, you know, seem to quite a lot. I imagine a lot more people are doing a TikTok video covering it. So. Digo, so I didn't get much for Digo, it's all B-sides. I don't know if I
No.
did my search wrong, but the Swollen Hand Blues, I Believe in All. I
No,
don't even
it was
know
all the
those, to be honest.
remixes. It was all the remixes around this time, wasn't it? And then
Yes,
you
it
had
was,
like you had the Boy with the Blues EP and things like that, but you flagged a couple of those earlier, so
I think it was all live ones as well as the B-sides, I think.
yeah,
Yeah,
no,
live album tracks.
there's nothing else around that time
And
because
then
it
we
was
have Don't Stop as the post Oasis release of
post Oasis,
Oasis.
but is it an Oasis song or is it a High Flying Bird song?
Well, it was registered to Oasis, wasn't
Yeah, but then
it?
when it came out on the album, it was registered to Noel.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah,
Yes.
so it's when it came out on the Council Skies Deluxe. So it's
Oh,
like
yes.
I don't even think he realized. Yeah, stick that Don't Stop on. It's like, well, you did actually register it for Oasis, Noel. Oh dear. No. So
Fine.
that's not happening.
There's
And then solo wise, like this actually came up on Twitter earlier. I think someone, was it you, posted him doing Dead in the Water?
Yes.
Yeah, and I commented on that on Instagram and I said, like, what's the chance that Noel does this live? And that got quite a few responses because, you know, ever since he's played that, it's been a regular in the set ever since Who Built the Moon. And if there was going to be a song in the from not from Oasis, it would be that. I think, oh, it would be
Okay.
Noel doing that. I think that would be because that's a true acoustic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although it's him and Mikey Rowe, and Mikey Rowe's not there. So yeah, so that was so I would say potential for that one, but I don't think so.
So we'll leave it as a no,
Leave us a
I
no.
guess. And then the other one I thought of was, are they going to do the This Is Not a Drill audio before the walk on?
Yeah,
Because
potentially.
I heard that online today as I was listening to one of the gigs from that era. But
Yeah, I love that. And like, you know, I know Ian's band Oasis Supernova, they always do that. This is not a drill when they come on. All the proper bands, you know that that's the right way to do it.
I
So
think they'll
yeah.
just go with the fucking in the bushes
Yeah,
bang,
I
I
think so.
think.
I think maybe even, especially if Paul Gallagher's DJing, which I assume he is. I did ask Liam on Twitter the other day and he didn't reply to that one actually, but I can't imagine that Paul Gallagher will let that one go. But yeah, so if Paul Gallagher DJs, then surely it will be Under Resurrection into fucking in the bushes, which is what Liam's been doing all these years. So, and we know Noel loves them as well. So, yeah, it's not like it's, maybe if it was This Is the One, then that's no now so aligned to Man United they wouldn't do it. But yeah, I think it'll be Under Resurrection, bushes, and then straight in.
Well, the results are in. You've done very well, as you said. You got 26, so that's not bad. We'll give you that. Maybe you need to drop one. Let's get you to drop one.
Okay.
But yeah, so you Rock and Roll Star, Live Forever, Columbia, Supersonic, Bring It On Down, Cigarettes and Alcohol, Slide Away, Whatever, Fade Away, Half the World Away, Hello, Wonderwall, Don't Look Back in Anger, Some Might Say, just greatest hits, isn't it? Morning Glory, Champagne Supernova, Aqueous, The Master Plan, Boneheads Bank Holiday, Stand By Me, Fucking in the Bushes, which I guess is Walk On, Stop Crying Your Heart Out, Little by Little, Lila, The Importance of Being Idle, and Shock of the Lightning is your maybe list.
Interesting. And that's 26. And how many did we say they
So
do?
I'd get I'll say let's go 25.
Well, I did because when they
Yeah.
actually played them live, though, like the last set, I think was 22 songs
Two,
in
yeah, exactly.
2009, wasn't it? So, oh, are you giving us a bit of leeway just in case they do a longer set,
Yeah,
are you?
or it will, I've got 25, so let's do your 25. We'll see who wins afterwards.
Oh, right. Okay. So you've already got 25. So I've got to
So
drop
I think,
one.
let's just have you drop one.
Okay, I've got to drop one from this list. What are my maybes? Bring It On Down, whatever.
Take away your
Go
dead
on then.
certs again.
So we've got Bring It On Down, whatever. Hello, some might say. Boneheads, Stop Crying Your Heart Out, and Little by Little. How many Noels have I got? All the fun of the spreadsheet, eh? So I've got Half the World Away, Don't Look Back in Anger, Acquiesce, The Master Plan, Bonus Been Calling, Little by Little, Unimportance Being Like, that's seven.
So you've got eight out of your current 26, basically.
Yeah. Oh, well, Fade Away, we're saying Liam Stroke Noel.
Yeah, and Acquiesce
But
is
I
actually
think that,
both.
yeah, I think that, oh yeah, and Acquiesce as well. So what true Noel songs have we got? Half the World Away, Don't Look Back in Anger, Master Plan, Boneheads, Little by Little, and Idol. So that's six. Let's drop. Now, do we drop? So I'm definitely going to drop a Noel song. Now, do I drop Boneheads or Little by Little? I'm going to say they do throw the curveball in, that an ice gets away, and we do play Boneheads Bank Holiday, because as well, Boneheads recently recovered from cancer. Boneheads back in Oasis for the first time since 1999. So I'm going to go with Boneheads Bank Holiday. Let's drop Little by Little.
Okay. So that's your list.
And just say, this isn't my list that I would choose personally. This
No,
is
exactly.
what we think it's going to be, not what we
Yeah,
want it to be.
it's what's come from this kind of process as well, of doing it this way. Let me just bring mine over and see
You've already here's this is are you a bit
it's what I prepared earlier.
this is you are a you're a
So I think,
little
yeah, we vary not much at all, just on maybe on the last couple of songs, to be honest.
We are pretty close, aren't we? So you've
Yeah, so let's call out the difference, I guess. So I don't think they'll do Bring It On Down.
Okay.
Just I'm not sure. I think yeah, not Hello. I've brought Roll With It in because I think Noel they've seen how well it went down with Liam, so that was my thinking there. I think they'll do Cast and Shadow. Talk Tonight I've got in. I haven't got anything from Dig Out Your Soul, so Shock of the Lightning. I eliminated it. It was definitely a maybe. So, yeah,
So what's
few
the
minor
difference then?
differences.
Yeah, so I've got Shock of Lightning, you haven't. You haven't got Boneheads, but you've got Talk Tonight. We've both got Acquiesce. We've both got Master Plan. And then the only difference on Morning Glory is Roll With It for Hello. And you've got Cast No
I've
Shadow,
got
which I
Cast and Shadow
haven't,
as well.
and I've got Bring It On Down. Ah, so pretty close, aren't they?
So we've got three or four differences, so we'll see who wins. I guess I'll give an update afterwards. But yeah.
And then did you have you done have you done opener and encore and stuff?
I have, yeah. So opener is again, curveball Morning Glory. Yeah, it's probably not gonna happen, but
No,
just see if I can
so I'm going opener Acquiesce.
And closer. I've got Live Forever as closer. I have a feeling they might
So was this the
close on that.
closer after the encore? The
Yeah,
final,
so well,
final, final song.
end of the encore. I don't think they'll do two encores again. I think last song, what are they gonna leave the stage to? I don't know.
I'm gonna go Champagne Supernova.
Right.
Yeah, with the Nebworth, but no John Squire this time.
It's my only hesitation with Live Forever. It's not one you can really sort of leave ringing out or keep going at the end kind of thing. So maybe they won't, but equally, it's if you did close with that, I think everyone would be happy as well. So who
No change
knows?
now, mate. You've locked it in.
Definitely.
So how does it work then? How's the points work? Is it like a point per one, and then bonus points for the encore and the
Yeah, I did. I've
closer?
come up with a point system to, which I'm not quite sure how it'll work. So I'll land on that. But if you get it, your dead certs correct. It's okay. But if you get your maybes, it's how much you win and how much you lose varies on whether you've got it as dead cert or maybes. So
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
I'll lock that in before the actual results.
Hold on a minute. This feels like, oh, you'll lock it in depending on what happens.
No,
So
I
when
thought,
they.
well, it dead certs, like you probably should just get like a token point for those, but it's the if you get it wrong, a dead cert wrong, you should lose more points. I think that was my thinking, so I'm trying to come up with
All right.
that algorithm. I'll
Good
work on
stuff.
that. I'll work on that. That's my
You'll
homework.
work on that. Oh, that's
But
good. Well, I'm pleased you've come to me with the finished product.
yeah.
Good stuff. No, well,
Well,
that's
we
good,
can
man.
settle it
That's
on Saturday during the day when in between the gigs, maybe.
yeah, absolutely. Why not? Why not? That's cool. Well,
Yeah.
I'll see you there, and then we can and so what's the prize or the forfeit for whoever wins?
I'll work on that as well. Maybe Wonderwall beer. I don't
You got to run
know.
around the Prince
Yeah.
Party Stadium with your trousers around your ankles.
Yeah.
If that's a, tell you what, if you lose, then that's
Yeah.
it. If I lose,
Yeah.
then yeah, if I lose, then
Yeah, do a full lap of the
I've got to
stadium.
profess my love for Oasis Mania in front of everyone. There you go.
Well, I hope you enjoy that.
Wonderful, that was good fun. So yeah, if you're listening along, let us know in the comments for what your choices are. As I say, I've seen a lot of set lists flying around, so obviously everyone's having fun deciding what they think it could
Yeah.
be. And yeah, so check it out. Obviously the version, the audio version, but I think we're going to put bits of video up as well, so you
Yeah.
can see Ryan's wonderfully crafted spreadsheet. It is a
Yeah.
thing of beauty.
I think maybe we'll just post our results on our Twitters, maybe.
Yeah, that would
A
be
little
good.
picture here and see how it goes.
Yeah, all good stuff. Cool. All right, mate. Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much. And yeah, so what's your plan then when you're heading down to Cardiff?
Thursday night probably. I'm doing a, so hopefully I can enjoy the Fridays a bit more chilled out. So I might go late on Thursday. Again, I've got lots of strategic hotels booked that I can cancel a day off. So I'm hoping to go down Thursday so it can be a bit more soak it in on Friday. So what about you?
Heading up Friday morning, so
Yeah.
dropping dog and see the children off to school, drop dog off,
Yeah.
and then hit the road over to Cardiff, over the bridge, and then yeah, and then I think I've sort of see it popping up now, like Pretty Green are doing an event in a pub,
Yeah.
and like Club E4 Back are doing like an Oasis thing, but to be honest, like the main thing for me is to be doing recording. So, and if
Yeah.
you're in a pub, it's going to be too busy, too loud. For me, I'm just going to be doing loads of recording with people. And then this BBC thing's on. So yeah, I'm going to be heading into BBC for a bit. I think about 5 o'clock. So yeah, I might end up on the telly, which would be good. But
Oh, really? Cool.
yeah, so that'd be
Yeah.
exciting. That's presented by that guy, Jason Mohammed, who's the
Yeah.
does football stuff as well. He's like a Cardiff guy and a massive Oasis fan. And
Right.
Tina
Okay.
Dehealy as well, who I
Yeah.
heard on the radio quite a bit. So that would be cool.
So they're
Heading
gonna
to
have
home.
a like a on site kind of studio setup. That's
Yes,
what
it's
they're
basically
okay.
they've like rented a penthouse in like a local, like just a block of flats, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
They've rented it and they're like decking it out.
Yeah.
And it's one of those, it's I think the live coverage is going to be on from like 1 p.m. all the way through to, when the gig starts. And it's going to be people going in and out of the studio bit, and then also like pass it to people doing outside broadcasts, like walking around, talking to the fans and stuff like that. So if you're in and around Cardiff, then you might get yourself on the telly. So it's going to be exciting, but it's great. It just shows, doesn't it, the magnitude of it, that the BBC are doing a live stream from it on the day
Yeah.
like that. They didn't do that for the
Yeah.
Stone Roses. I don't even think they did that for Taylor Swift. You know what I mean? This is a
No.
different, animal.
Yeah, they would, would have just done a token drop in of Taylor Swift, but yeah, an all day thing certainly. Yeah, well, it's the biggest thing at the moment, isn't it? So
Well, it's the biggest thing in years. It was,
ever. Yeah.
I think it was like, going back to Wonderwall Beer, I think it was Johnny said on that, and it's actually Ian Armstrong dropping a message, like just picking up on something he'd said when I think he sort of said it as sort of a quick aside, and I didn't even really focus on it, but he said it used to be Nebworth was the pinnacle of their careers, like
Yeah.
this is the pinnacle of their careers,
Yeah. This.
this is bigger,
Yeah.
than 96,
Yeah.
this is bigger than 95, this is bigger than 2000, like this is the biggest tour they've ever done. Like, they didn't play stadiums in America. They, if you just think about the sheer numbers, and like, they didn't have pop-up shop. I know obviously things have got more corporatized in the last 15 years than they were back in the 2000s and the 90s, but the deal, the Adidas deal, the pop-up shops, the nothing's been this big. Nothing's
No.
been this big, even Nebworth.
Yeah, and that yeah, yeah. Like I say, that Adidas thing was just obviously I, being fairly local, took the chance to nip down there on my lunchtime on that day it opened. But then, yeah, the buzz of everyone in there just, and you saw online over the days that people were just clearing the shelves. I was like, oh my God, this is like unbelievable.
It's a
The
Black
amount of
Friday or
money,
something.
yeah, amount of money going out of those stores is unbelievable. It's just a total frenzy, isn't it? So yeah, untold wealth.
Madness, madness. But there you
Yeah.
go. And then, like we were talking about, I was actually talking about it earlier with my family. Then Noel has played this an absolute blinder, because isn't it that his the publishing comes up on the Oasis songs?
Yeah.
And so he's going to absolutely rinse this Oasis popularity to be at the peak it's ever been, and then he sells the rights to his songs and walks away with millions of pounds for that
Yeah.
as well.
That's where everyone thinks it's the master plan.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
But you can believe Mark Noel would have planned this sort of thing.
of course,
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
doubt it. I don't doubt it at
Yeah,
all.
it's not all coincidence, absolutely not.
No,
So,
he's yeah, if anyone's smart enough to have plotted this all out like a Bond villain or something,
yeah.
it's Noel Gallagher.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah,
Oh dear.
I think the other thing just on tickets as well. So obviously I'm quite into my following how getting the tickets and stuff. But I think more tickets are being sold now on a daily basis. But you still, unless you're fastest finger first, you're not getting them. So,
No.
people are just like checking all day, and occasionally you get the non-dynamic price ones come up, and you see someone say, "Oh, I got one," but unless you're the first one there, you're not getting them. So it's still madness. But I guess that's similar. Taylor Swift type of thing that you were aware of before. Well, this is my introduction to this
All
kind of
right, okay.
madness of
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
or
So
this level of it. Yeah.
I've just gone on to tickets today. So first night
Oh.
Cardiff, right now, row a one ticket. So there is a one ticket seat, £140.65. And then
Yeah.
one ticket
Yeah.
seat 205, one ticket seat 225, pre-show and exhibition, then you get into the expensive stuff. But yeah, there's stuff coming up now,
Yeah.
Manchester, oh, that's 350. But yeah, I suppose that's
Oh,
the
yeah.
reason that the stuff for the fourth is coming up now, because it's like people that
Yes.
have realized they can't
Yeah.
make it, and oh shit, I can't make it. My mate's
Yeah.
fallen through. I've broke my leg playing tennis,
Yeah.
or whatever it is, and then suddenly they need to flog their tickets
Yeah.
quick. So yeah, like everyone whinging, and I see this all the time when I because I've been doing these posts like, oh, I'm going to see Oasis next week. I'm going to see Oasis this week. So people saying like, oh, it's not fair. Like, I couldn't get tickets. It's like, what, you know, I said, like, you know, what's the most anyone's going to? Someone had booked 11. I think that then the most I saw was someone's going to 20. And then people saying, oh, that's outrageous. I couldn't even get one. If you want to go, you can go. You just need to work your ass off to be constantly refreshing Twickets and Ticketmaster and being willing to pay a stupid amount of money. So don't moan about not being able to go. Unless, look, unless you're in the abject poverty, fine. No problem. Absolutely. Like, if that's you, if you can't afford to, like, if you can't afford 150 quid or, you know, then with travel and everything, understandable, you know, and I don't want to put, you know, and a lot of people are in that position, you know, that's really difficult and unfortunate for a lot of people. But most people, this is the biggest thing ever, you know what I mean? So you can save up, you can put the money, you can Klarna it and do it over three, whatever you need to do. This is the biggest ticket. So stop moaning and refresh Tickets and Twickets and Ticketmaster all day. That's what the rest of us are doing, you know? So anyway, that's the final
Well, like I
message.
say, that is the first time I've seen more than two listings on Twicket. So yeah, they're obviously in.
Yeah, they're
People
coming up.
start people starting to admit that they can't go as the
Yeah.
days coming down. Oh, shit,
They were trying to
I
make it
really can't
work.
go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, thankfully I don't need to buy any more at the moment. But yeah, I'll be hoping that this does happen for some of the other gigs where I might have an itch to go again.
You might go again. Yeah,
But
we'll
equally,
see.
unless you can get them for, 150, 200, it's not even worth blowing any
No.
more money on it.
It's hard to justify 350 quid, especially when you've already seen them like twice.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there we go.
Yep.
Cool. All right, man. Well, look, thank you so much for that. That was really good. I'm really pleased. Yeah, I'm really pleased we did that because, yeah, it's of all of the, you know, of all the chat that we've had and all the different interviews I've had, actually, that sort of thing, just like talking about the set list and stuff, we've not really done. So that's really cool. So
Yeah.
let's get this up and out before the bloody gig. So otherwise, it'd be a waste of time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But no, thanks for indulging me. No, I enjoyed it this afternoon as well. And yeah, exactly as expected. There was a few where you surprised me. So yeah, worth doing.
Cool. All right, Ryan, all the best, man. Where can the
Okay.
people find you?
At the Oasis reunion on all the socials. Always happy to get some more followers there. And obviously I'll be doing my best to share those first few minutes or moments on Friday. So if anyone wants to see that, it can't be there, then Wi-Fi and 4G, 5G, depending. I'll be doing that definitely.
Okay.
So,
And
and then again on Saturday,
are you seated or standing?
seated on the Friday, but lower tier, so I should have as good a view as possible. Not necessarily great from the iPhone, but I think basically everyone's going to be filming that. But yeah, seated with I'm with the family on the first day, and then I'm basically on my own second day with a standing ticket. But I know lots of people are also around, you included. But I think I just keep
Team.
seeing so many people on OCG or on our Discord or whatever who are either getting tickets or already got tickets for either both nights or one
Yeah,
night.
you
So
got to be there. You got to be there. The entire crew are going to be there. It's like literally, you know, everyone is there. So yeah, if you can be in the area, be there. Come and say hello on the day. Yeah, and if you're not, then be watching on BBC iPlayer on the live stream from 1 p.m. That'd be very exciting.
That's why I'm so glad it's seated, because there's no obvious rush to get into the stadium. So that's always the bonus of that, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So we can be around. Like, there's no kind of, yeah, desperate need to be queuing up all day to try and get to the barrier. No, we're just going to be, you stroll in. You know, I really, what I quite like actually is the security of having that second day. So if I get held up doing this like BBC thing, or if I get held up doing something else, like, it doesn't matter if I miscast, you know what I mean? Because ultimately, I'll see them tomorrow. I'll see them on Saturday. So, you know, I desperately want to see cast. And even with the whether we're doing filming or whether we're doing like whatever we're doing on that first day, and I've got family with me on the first day. I've got my wife, my sister, my brother-in-law, and so I'm that you when you've got other people with you, you just have to be aware of them, don't you? Oh, do you need to go to the loo? Oh, obviously, I'm
That's
not gonna do that with my family because they're grown up. So I'm thinking like with people with kids and stuff, like, you know, oh, do you want a drink? Oh, I'm gonna get some food, and you're just distracted. Whereas I think then the Saturday, you just lock in and just take it all in, think about the music, focus on, you know, I like to focus on, like, you know what, for this song, I'm just gonna watch the bass player. You know what I mean? I just love doing that. Just like little watching little interactions or like thinking about the different, and then at least we'll
Yeah.
know then, won't we? And then you can experience it differently the second time.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, looking forward to it.
There we go. All right, Ryan. Well, thank you very much, mate. We'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, speak to you soon.
Or, well, I'll see
Thanks.
you. I'll see you on
Yes, I'll see you on
Friday.
Friday. Yeah, come and find you for
Unbelievable.
sure. Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, man. All the
All
best.
right. Yep, see you then.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.